have to do this, and sometimes we have to do that to overcome this type of confusions.
Okay, so she's talking about confusion. Confusion, what happens is that, okay, you can sit down. Sometimes you have to do this, sometimes I have to do that. Sometimes I have to select this, sometimes I have to select that. Everyone comes in the situation and you're confused. Confusion normally happens when you have limited knowledge about both the options. For example, you all know what dress you want. Is there a confusion there? Some people have confusion also. Because our friend has this dress, I also want similar like this, and you get confused. Right? So that confusion reason is because you're comparing. That's point number one. The other thing what you got to understand is that confusion normally comes when you have two topics, when you have limited knowledge. For example, let's do it this way. One decision you got to take. So let's see this 1 to 10. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The other topic is 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. But what we do is, only if you know from 1 to 10 and 11 to 20, you will come to know the complete concept about this and the complete concept about this, based on which you can practically decide. Because you know all the good and bad, and you know all the good and bad of both parties, and you compare yourself, see which is better for me, 1 to 10 or 11 to 10, and you can decide. But most people, what they do is, they go only 1, 2, 3, 4 only. And here they will go 13, 15, 16, 18. And then they will begin to decide. No time, very less time. Right? Time is other problem of confusion. When you go with lesser time, more confusion increases. Right? For example, after this, what you want to do? Most of the people decide after you get your degree, you will decide which college I want to go. Full tension. At that time, my friend, where they are going, tension. My parents are saying, don't go there, go to another college, tension. And I have this dream, I want to go to this college, tension. Confusion, confusion. Right now, do all the research of where your parents want to send you, where you want to go, where my friends are going to go, what is my good and my bad, what is my strength and my weakness, and then plan out right now. There is no more confusion. You get it? So what you got to do is that, instead of going 1, 2, 3, or instead of because my friend is doing, I am doing, or instead of because my mother is saying, that's what I'm doing, you got to stop that. Why am I doing? And then plan it out based on that confusion step. So everything 1 to 10 and 11 to 20. Get all the details and then decide. It's very easy. You get it? Like what hairstyle you need, what hair. There you have clear understanding. There's no confusion there. Because you know you want to look this way. That's why no confusion. You are very clear about how I want to look. Did I answer your question?